Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was a disturbing petition signed in France just now by 75,000 people. It had originally been circulated by people in the French military, but 75,000 people from all political parties. And this, it's an open letter published in the newspapers, and it, quote, warns about the threat of civil war in France. Now, what does that mean? France is one of the mainstays of NATO and of the EU. France and Germany are the mainstays of the EU now that Britain has withdrawn. And much of Scandinavia is not in the EU. So yeah, Southern Europe is, but you're basically talking France and Germany. Italy and Spain are important. Every country is important, but in terms of economy, France and Germany. Now, what do they mean? They go on to talk about the Islamization of France. The veterans who initially signed it fought in Afghanistan, Mali, and the Central African Republic. And in Mali and the Central African Republic, what the reference is that their Islamic forces, including Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS, sweeping down through Africa right now. And already the governments in Northern Africa tend overall to be Islamic governments, but there are moderate Islamic governments. And these forces, Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, attack their governments as well. And their governments have been unsuccessful in containing them. So these groups come south and they come to places like the Central African Republic in Mali, which were essentially Christian countries, and they simply go in and murder people in villages and so forth. And the reference by the French soldiers was, we see the effects of this vanguard coming in and using assassination and murder to change the character of a country. And they're alluding in France to the many acts of terror they had more than most countries in Western civilization in the world when it comes to burning of churches, murder of clergymen, people running people, you know, a guy has a truck down in south of France. He just runs up on the sidewalk and kills 80 people, you know, that kind of thing. They've had in their police stations, they've had people, employees who shout Allah Akbar and stab a couple of policemen before they're killed. They're personal acts of jihad. So what to do about it? We cannot permit France to have these kinds of problems, and we can't have these kinds of problems imported in the United States. They're already in London, and they are in Germany as well. I think there's a couple of things. One is France does not have birthright citizenship, and there are a lot of people in France who came in without any immigration papers. They just walked in. The question is, how do you expel jihad without a mass deportation that creates social unrest? And I think that's what they're exploring. But it's worth looking at France. France also has a history. They colonized Algeria and parts of Northern Africa. And then at the end of the Algerian War, they let a lot of people come in, usually in the south of France, Marseille, Toulon, that area. And so that is an established population that has created problems as well. It's going to have to come down to this. These immigrants are going to have to realize you're going to assimilate and not attack the dominant religion in the country to destabilize it the way it occurred when they've gone into other countries, or you're going to have to leave, and you're going to have to leave peacefully. So there you have it, but 75,000 people, and that was not largely the military. That were people in all, those people in all walks of life sent that letter. So stay tuned on that one. Kevin McCarthy has announced a vote on Liz Cheney on Wednesday. That would be tomorrow. Kevin McCarthy has sold his soul. He put out a statement, and I've never seen a more Orwellian statement. And when I say Orwellian, read 1984 by George Orwell. It's chilling. Most people read it in high school. If you didn't read it in high school, read it. It's chilling. It just says 1984. Back when he wrote it in the 1940s, that seemed very far in the future, very far in the future. It's about 40 years in the future. Now it looks ridiculous to use the name of a year as a title of a book because it looks old fashioned. But that's what he entitled it. And Orwellian is a term in that there is a basically authoritarian state that runs the United States. It's a dystopian novel, which simply means that things are screwed up. And there are authoritarian states running other parts of the world, and they sometimes fight and they sometimes don't. And it's somewhat similar to what's going on today, except that Western Europe and the United States are not authoritarian, never will be. But they will say things like war is peace, you know, love is hate, you know, that kind of thing, the exact opposite of what is said. And Kevin McCarthy said something Orwellian. He's announcing that they are going to get rid of Liz Cheney. He's announcing that they're going to throw her over the side. But he starts out by saying, unlike the Democrats, we believe in freedom of speech and open discussion. That's what we believe in. And to make sure that we can get across our mission and our values, we're going to get rid of Liz Cheney. That's what he said. I swear that's what he said. Go Google it. He says, we believe, unlike the Democrats, in open discussion, freedom of discussion. And so to propound that message, that's why we have to get rid of Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney did nothing wrong. Liz Cheney did only one thing, and that's saying that it's a lie that Donald Trump was cheated in the last election. He lost. Okay, get over it. We lose elections, we win elections. She's very conservative, far too conservative for my taste. She's much more, three times, in, if you look at percentage ratings of how she votes, as Elise Stefanik, the congresswoman from New York, who McCarthy is sliding in to replace her. Three times. But all that matters is Trump. All that matters is Trump. McCarthy and the rest have simply bowed down to Trump. And, you know, the way they bow down to him is it's almost like, you know, the golden calf. Somebody carries a rather large golden calf, in this case, down the mountain, and everybody starts to bow. I mean, it literally is a cult. And the reason is that they are afraid that if they buck him in any way, and he simply says, I don't like Kevin McCarthy. He's already says he doesn't like Moscow Mitch. I don't like this one or that one in this congressional race. They're afraid the person will lose. Not because the majority of the people with Trump. They're not with Trump. But all you need is 30% of the people with Trump. And if he controls 30% of the primary vote, that's a big number. That's going to tip it. I mean, in every case, that will tip it. If you add or subtract 30% from any candidate, do that sometime and see what happens to them. So they have simply said, we will do anything. We will renounce our own democracy. Kevin McCarthy led 147 Republican congressmen to vote to overturn the last election. Kevin McCarthy did that. Three members of our Wisconsin Supreme Court did that. Robin Voss did that. The Republican legislature in the state, a gerrymandered, illegitimate legislature, did that. Liz Cheney won't do it. Mitt Romney won't do it. And they're deep sixing her. But, and it's Wednesday, it'll happen tomorrow, secret ballot. And this guy has the gall to give an Orwellian statement. We believe in free speech. That's why we're getting rid of Liz Cheney. We believe in free speech. That's why we're getting rid of Liz Cheney. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.